You are listening to the Fab Intro Show. Russo for Fab Intro, and now we will have a Fab Book Intro. The book we will be introducing you to is called The Origins and History of the Village of Yorkville in the City of New York. The author is Anthony LoFaso, and it is in its second edition. This book explores the settlement that was a village known as Yorkville, well before what is now the neighborhood of Yorkville in the borough of Manhattan in the city of New York. There was a village that basically started the settlement of that area, which was surrounded by forests and trees. Well, they had a ferry or two going across the East River to what is now Queens, and would ferry people, soldiers in the Revolutionary War, back and forth. But this book is an amazing book about the origins and history of that neighborhood. It talks about the early history from this village of Yorkville being an outpost with slavery common among the original families. It talks about the Revolutionary War and the role that Yorkville played during the Revolution. Then it goes on to talk about the street plan that developed eventually in the village and throughout the borough of Manhattan. It talks about the first fire company in the village of Yorkville. You know, in those days, there was no FDNY, Fire Department of City of New York. There were villages, different villages and towns throughout the city of New York. And then it goes on, and that period of time, it was 1826 to 1830, we're talking about now building a village, the opening of the village's major streets, and again, the fire department. In the next chapter of the book, it talks about the streets and the avenues being developed. There's a tremendous photo gallery in this book, Origins and History of the Village of Yorkville in the City of New York. And this photo gallery includes photos that were taken by the author himself in the late 1940s, early 1950s, and beyond that. It's a treasure of photos and information supporting those photos. It talks about the railroad, the churches, other streets, the reservoir that was built in New York, and the continuing growth of the city. It talks about the railways and more fire companies that came on board, and a very important chapter about the Civil War draft riots. Not everyone wanted to participate in the Civil War, and New York is noted for what was called the draft riots, where a certain class of people were expected to be enlisted or involuntarily signed up and drafted to fight for the North in the Civil War, and they were not happy about that. You'll find out more in the book. It talks about the coming of the railway system and the elevated railways, which were throughout New York City. Some of them are gone. There used to be a elevated train, running along 3rd Avenue. It's no longer there. Some people say they should have never taken it down, but now we have the 2nd Avenue subway. And the later chapter, the ending chapter, so to speak, covers the period of 1870 to 1885, when the village of Yorkville was absorbed by the city. So again, I highly recommend this book as a Fab Book, The Origins and History of the Village of Yorkville in the City of New York by Anthony LoFaso. It's in its second edition, and it's a great read about the history of a village that became part of the city of New York, a very significant place in the history of the city of New York, the state of New York, and of the United States. It's available on Amazon.com. If you Google search it, you'll find it also, Origins and History of the Village of Yorkville in the City of New York. And I'm Bill Russo for Fab Intro. Thank you. Fab book intro. Today we're going to talk about a book that's called The Italian Squad. The Italian Squad is the true story of the immigrant cops who fought the rise of the mafia. Paul Moses is the author of a previous book called Unlikely Union, The Love-Hate Relationship Between New York's Irish and Italians. A fabulous book which tells the story, The Unlikely Union, of how immigrant groups in America sometimes clash, sometimes get along, but eventually come together. And that's the whole point of The Unlikely Union. It was unlikely, but they come together. And that's the story of America. This new book, The Italian Squad, talks about how during the time of the mass settlement of Italians from Italy, although there was crime, a lot of street crime, and there was some of it was organized, it wasn't as organized as you think. And the city of New York sought fit to fight what was street crime in the form of intimidation, harassment by people who happened to be also immigrants, in this case, Italian immigrants, whose victims were also Italian immigrants. So this book begins in Sicily on Friday, March 12, 1909 at 8:45 p.m. when three gunshots rang out in the night and then a fourth. From a description of the book on the inside cover, let me read some portion to you. The story begins in Sicily on Friday, March 12, 1909 at 8:45 p.m. Three gunshots thundered in the night, and then a fourth. Two men fled, and investigators soon discovered who the shots had killed. Giuseppe Petrosino, the legendary American detective whose exploits in New York were celebrated even in Italy. The Italian Squad, by veteran New York City journalist and historian Paul Moses, explores the lives of the nationally celebrated detectives who followed in the slain Petrosino's footsteps as leaders of the New York City investigative squad known as the Italian Squad. Ladies and gentlemen, this book is an incredible story of how, beginning with Giuseppe Petrosino, and within the community, an immigrant community of Italians, that the mafia was a secondary story to the real story of Italian Americans in America. So we urge you to look up the book. It's available on Amazon.com, The Italian Squad by Paul Moses, and other outlets that are book purveyors. The Italian Squad by Paul Moses.
Listening to the Fab Intro Show. Visit us on our website, www.fabintro.com. Thank you.